Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have risen to above 15 lakh mark. It right now stands at 15,31,669, and that's according to the latest updates by the Union Health Ministry. This number includes cases involving foreign nationals, patients who have recovered, and the death toll. Now, as many as 48,513 new COVID-19 cases and 768 deaths have been reported in the last 24 hours. The death toll in India due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 34,194. As many as 9,88,029 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. The reported active COVID-19 cases in the country right now stand at 5,09,447. Now, with 3,91,440 confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country. It is followed by Tamil Nadu, which has a total of 2,27,688 cases of COVID-19. Delhi comes next, which has a total of 1,32,275 cases of COVID-19. The Indian Council of Medical Research, or ICMR, has said that over 1.77 crore samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till date. Of these, 4,08,855 samples were tested just yesterday. Now, India's COVID-19 recovery rate stands at 64.5%. The Health Ministry has said that total number of recovered cases is fast approaching 1 million. Also, the recovery rate reaching another high of 64.5% among COVID-19 patients is a thing to cheer. Now, the recoveries to deaths ratio is also at 96.6% is to 2.23% right now. The Health Ministry has also said that smokers are likely to be more vulnerable to COVID-19 as smoking increases possibility of transmission of virus from hand to mouth. The Union Health Ministry has said, warning that the use of tobacco products can increase severity of respiratory infections, making people susceptible to COVID-19. Moving on, India's Hetero Labs Limited has said that it has received local regulatory approval to launch its version of antiviral drug Favipiravir for the treatment of COVID-19. Moving on, as India approaches Unlock 3.0, the centre is reportedly mulling over opening cinema halls. Now, Money Control conducted an online survey to find out if people are ready to hit the theatres in case they open during Unlock 3.0, which is slated to begin on August 1st. Now, in the poll, over 76% netizens are of the belief that it is too soon to go to theatres as of now and that they will not go to cinema halls even if social distancing and other safety norms are followed. Meanwhile, the centre has also relaxed norms for its employees who were either on leave or on an official tour and could not join office due to non-availability of public transport during the COVID-19 lockdown, and that's according to a personal ministry order. Now, the move comes in the wake of government receiving several references and queries from the employees who proceeded on leave with necessary permission but could not report for duty due to the travel restrictions. Moving on, in the view of improving COVID-19 situation in the national capital, Delhi, the Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced de-linking of hotels from hospitals. Kejriwal said that all beds in such hotels, which were recently attached to hospitals, were lying vacant for the last many days. The decision was taken after Chief Minister reviewed COVID-19 situation in the city. Now, as we move closer to developing a vaccine for COVID-19, WHO Director for Southeast Asia, Dr. Poonam Khetripal Singh, says that WHO's COVAX facility aims to deliver 2 billion doses by the end of 2021 to prioritize population groups in all the participating countries. Now, the COVAX facility is nothing but a mechanism designed to ensure rapid, fair and equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines worldwide. Now, India is among the largest manufacturers of vaccines and is called the pharmacy of the world as well. And also, Dr. Singh said that undoubtedly, India will have a role to play in making available COVID-19 vaccines globally. With that, let's move on to all the updates of COVID-19 from across the world. Total confirmed cases of COVID-19 around the world stand at 1.68 crore, and that's according to the Reuters tracker. This figure includes COVID-19 patients who have recovered and the overall global death toll, which stands at 6.58 lakh. Now, with over 43.11 lakh reported cases till date, the United States of America is the worst affected country in the world. The US is followed by Brazil, India, Russia, and South Africa. The death toll in USA is now approaching 1,50,000. Moving on, Moderna is now planning to price its novel coronavirus vaccine at $50 to $60 per course, at least $11 more than the other vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech. This is what the Financial Times reported yesterday, citing unnamed sources. The proposed price would apply to the US and other high-income countries, according to the report. Moving on, Vietnam late on Wednesday confirmed 4 new coronavirus infections, bringing the total number of cases in the country to 450 with no deaths. Now, the new cases, including one in Hanoi, who had recently returned from Da Nang, where the Southeast Asian country last week detected its first locally transmitted infection in more than 3 months, the Ministry of Health informed. Now, Vietnam's government has warned health authorities in the capital, Hanoi, to prepare for a potential outbreak of COVID-19 after media reported the first suspected COVID-19 case in months in the city of about 8 million people. Moving on, Swiss drug maker Roche has now announced that its drug tocilizumab has emerged as a widely prescribed drug for treating hospitalized COVID-19 patients that did not meet its primary endpoint of improved clinical status in hospitalized adult patients with severe COVID-19 associated pneumonia. In addition, the key secondary endpoint of reduced patient mortality at week 4 also was not met. The UK government has now signed a fourth coronavirus vaccine deal, securing up to 60 million doses of an experimental treatment being developed by drug giants GSK and Sanofi. The government has already signed up for 100 million doses of Oxford vaccine being developed by AstraZeneca. Now, it has also secured another 90 million doses of two other promising vaccines. In other key updates on the vaccine front, Moderna Inc.'s vaccine candidate against COVID-19 protected against the virus in a trial that inoculated 16 monkeys, an encouraging step on the path to a defense for humans against the pandemic. The results, if they hold up in humans, suggest that the vaccine may be able to protect against COVID-19 in both the upper and lower airways. Now, while the data is encouraging, a far bigger test is underway for Moderna involving 30,000 humans. The phase 3 trial to determine the safety and efficacy of the vaccine will begin producing data in November or December. The vaccine uses messenger RNA, a synthetic form of genetic material from the virus designed to nudge the body's immune system into attack mode. The US government is providing $955 million to help fund the vaccine's development. Moving on, Hong Kong's hospital system could face collapse as it grapples with a sharp rise in the COVID-19 cases, the city's leader Carrie Lam has warned. She also said that the city was on the verge of a large-scale community outbreak and urged people to stay indoors. The new regulations, including mandatory face masks and the closure of dine-in restaurants, kicked in on Wednesday as well. Well, with that, it's a wrap here on this podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.